Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Misfit Toys.
Wow. Sorry for the air conditioning in the background, but hold on, let me lower it a little. I'm all by myself. Hold on. Start nice and slow. There we go. Move the mic in. When I say I'm all by myself, don't be sad. What if there's an expert in human behavior that goes, that laugh that he just had, I think it's he's hiding something. And then I think, would they be right? Not now. I was laughing at it. I'm trying to, you know, I'm doing some quick math in my head here. You know, you can get the feelings pretty quick if you want to. Like, what? For me, it's the absurdity of that I do enjoy doing the show by myself. I never thought that I would. Like I said, when my girlfriend's brother used to be here, he was the energy in the room, even though he didn't say very much. Ugh. So embarrassing. But now I think I do enjoy this. I enjoy it all. Like, and then I know that I think in 2 weeks the Cooties will be in here, and there's three of them. There's a new member. So it's still Ethan and Eric, but there's a new guy. I think his name is Tom. And then I'll have, for them, I'll have drums and keyboards. So that'll be like one of those shows. And then I love those shows. You know what it's like? When I moved to L.A., I used to call Philadelphia home. And then I just started calling them both home. Like, if I'm in L.A., I go, I'm back home. If I'm in Philadelphia, I say I'm going back home to L.A. So they both became my home. That's how I feel about these shows. I like every type. You know which one I've never done before? That I already talked to Cam about it? Me and him. And we were going to do it tonight, but he ended up getting a show. But so Cam and I, he'll do the board for the first half, and I'll do it for the second half. And then we could maybe one-third we won't do a board at all. Whew. Talk about risky. But I'm going to tell you something. And then we're going to do a cold opening. We're going to call somebody. We're seriously going to call somebody. That's how. And then after that, we're going to throw to the opening of the show. I can produce this show. Well, the new style that I do is people are really raving about it. You know what I'm like when I've been doing this a long time, obviously, the acting like every time I do my show. It's a new format. It's a new, like, it's all fluff. I get it. But it's what Trump does. Now, I think this, to what, do we have this? He's not joking. He thinks he can, oh, everyone's talking about the new format. And people are going to go, oh, they are? Well, I guess if he said they are. The other day, a guy said, you're the most persecuted. I heard him say this today. And I rarely talk about Trump. I don't talk about politics. I talk about human behavior. Well, that, your human behavior is what's going to cause your politics. But it starts with human behavior. And maybe he does think people will be like, oh, yeah. So I rarely talk about it. But because, you know, today it's a human behavior thing, which is, you know. Anyway, I heard him go, a friend of mine said, you're the most persecuted president ever. Anyone than anybody. First, I was like, I don't know if I'm being persecuted. I'm too busy running the country. But then I thought about it. Oh my God, the illness. Serious illness. If I thought he... Do I mean this? Yes, I do mean what I'm about to say. Like, so... Look... You can't separate the destruction because of this mental illness, which comes from, obviously, it doesn't take, I'm not the first person to say it, just when you crave love and all that and blah, 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 you know, he's a sadly damaged person. But you might think, well, no new news, Todd? But yeah, but sometimes it's so, like, that thing, and you can go find it. It's so sad and sick and, like, he, you know, a guy, literally, this should be a parody of it, but he literally says, a friend of mine, he said, you're the most post. First, I was like, I'm too busy to think. He goes, no, you're the most post. And then he goes on and on and on. And then he claims that he went. And then I thought, maybe he's right. I don't know. Who's he think? It's like, hey, someone's going to go, you know, all he does is talk about how much he's persecuted. What does he think he's going to fool people? They're going to go, no, he doesn't actually. Matter of fact, last week in a public address, he said that a friend of his thought it, but he didn't. He's too busy to even notice it. So I think you're wrong. I think he's the opposite of someone that's walking around going, I'm persecuted. That person is not. If you're persecuted, other people will talk about it. Well, not always. All righty. Hold on, I'm going to call somebody for the cold opening. Oh, God. I know this is going to make him nervous, but he's got to grow up. You got to grow. And it's going to be quick, this call. I just said I was going to do it, and I'm trying to keep on schedule. The truth is Aristotle is here. No, he's not. Truth, he is not here. I'm here by myself. I'm a big boy. Okay. He will answer. I just have a feeling.
Hello?
Okay. Was that your, you know, you might be on the podcast hello? Or is that your just normal hello? And don't feel pressure.
It was, I know I might be on the podcast hello.
Wow, you really turned it up. Look, everybody knows what you don't know. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great.
Well, this is going to be just quick. I go, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call Vinny, and just to do it. No reason. And then I thought, what for? I go, you already committed. Even though there's no one here to tell me what to do, I held myself accountable for things that come into my head.
So, good for you, Todd. Look at you. Making commitments.
Thank you so much. That means a lot to me. Now, let me ask you a question, and I hope you don't mind if you have a second. It's a quick question, and I'm going to let you go. It's going to be quick.
Sure.
When you re-listen to the show... Are you going to zip to this part, or will you, like, be calm enough to... Are you gonna listen to the show and be self-conscious about your voice?
Yes.
Wow. Now I feel horrible. This is the... Oh, Vinny, this is not going well.
It's not something for you to feel bad about. It's just...
That's human nature, but why...
It is what it is, yeah.
Why did I bring it up? And I can't edit this, so how about this? Because I'll feel better. Ring, ring, ring. Seriously, no joke, and then I'm going to let you go. Ring, 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 whatever. Say hi, Todd.
Hey, Todd.
Vinny, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good. Are you smoking pot? Do you mind if I ask?
Oh, no, I don't mind at all. I'm not, but I'm walking home from work.
Wow. And I am smoking pot. I'm doing the podcast by myself. You know that because I texted you. And, yeah, we just were calling to say hi because I said I was going to do it, and I hope my see how I'm repeating everything but positive?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I like it.
And
it's a reset every now and then.
Yeah, otherwise I made you feel, hey, Vinny, how you think you're going to feel later? Can't I enjoy the moment? What's wrong with me? No, I feel like I've done. You know what, Vinny? I host the podcast. I swear, I can't take it. I can't take it anymore. I'll just leave. Bye. That's the hosting skills that I have. To call a friend. Bless you a little. And make them feel bad. What type of skills do I have? I'm a failure. Bye, Vinny. I'm just the show's over. This is the last episode.
Todd, no, you're not a failure. You're Vinny. I do. You're a success as far as I'm concerned.
You notice you're, how
you're a wonderful person and you put a lot of kindness out into the world.
Thank you. You know
what more can you ask for?
Wow, you're really pouring it on nicely. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And can I show you how full of shit that guy is? I'm going to again be very aggressive about leaving, but you're going to go, no. 2 seconds into your compliment, I'm already a ditch. You know, it's all phony. So no, I'm just fucking leaving. I'm a failure. I'm a piece of
No, Todd. You don't have to leave.
I don't want to hear anything positive because I feel like a failure. The show
Todd, no. No, Todd. Please, like, just listen. You know, you don't.
You think that I'm talented? You didn't even say I was talented. All right, Billy, you're getting an A+. No bullshit. Truth. You did the bit. It's not always easy on the phone. It's not always easy, you know?
It's a lot of pressure, yeah.
It's a lot of pressure. And I'm going to let you go. And believe me, that's only because I don't want to overstay my welcome. I mean, I know you're walking home. Now, when you're walking home listening to this, is there anything you want to say to yourself? And don't. If you want, I could talk to the audience while you think of something. But remember, later, you're going to be walking home. Do you like the new way I talk?
Sure do.
Yes, it's a little more TV-like because I'm trying to get a deal on TV, Vinny. So my new voice.
That's what I was thinking.
Yes, I have a TV voice. Thank you. So, Vinny, so is there anything? I run a tight ship. Can I tell you something? With no one here, I run a tighter ship. It was everyone else that was all over the place. I'm not forgetting where I'm at when I'm all by myself. It was Aristotle.
Sure.
It was Aristotle's fault because he would make funny faces at me.
Well, I mean, he's just trying to do his part, you know, keep the show fun.
Now I forgot what I was talking about. Jesus, son of a shit.
Son of a shit.
No, come on, help me out, and then I'll let you go.
You were asking me what I wanted to say to myself.
Thank you very much for not sneaking out of that. So, yes, you're walking home. Think hard about this. You're ba-ba-ba,
yes.
You're ba-ba-ba, just like you're doing right now.
Yeah.
What do you want to hear? And you could say nothing. I don't want to put the pressure on you.
I mean, I feel it's always a good reminder, just something simple. But future Vinny, you are where you're meant to be.
Wow.
I don't like it, actually.
Shut up. It's great. You don't know how to compliment yourself. Hey, Vinny, it's Todd. I've stepped in ahead of Vinny and want to let you know that you're dynamite. You're great. You're fantastic. You're funny. You're friendly. You're good. You're kind. You care about people. You're empathetic. You try to be a good person. You're very good at growing. You learn from your mistakes. You want to see other people succeed. So just fucking walk home and enjoy the living shit out of it. And be happy in the moment. Right now, you just heard some good shit, and you know it's fucking true. Don't even try to start with me. You know it's true. And that's why we're celebrating Christmas early on your walk home. Happy Christmas, Vinny. Wow. Walk home to this, Vinny. This is a show.
Yeah. This is a show. Wow. I'm pepping my step.
I'm just going to let it play. Hi, right, Vinny, I'm going to let you go. Thank you. You were good. I hope I didn't take up too much of your time. If you call back, we'll put another $5 into the pot, and there will be giving away a $25 gift certificate to the Red Lobster.
Oh, the Red Lobster. Do you think they'll let me buy only biscuits?
Should, $25 worth of biscuits?
Yeah, those cheddar biscuits. I mean, that's the best thing on the menu.
You know, if you have a $25 gift certificate to the Red Lobster, the best thing you could do is wait till you're going to a party and just bring 25 of those biscuits. Other than that, it's not enough for a meal.
Yeah, what is this gift? You're giving me a chore, is what it feels like.
Thank you. I got to go to the Red Lobster. It's embarrassing. Now I got to put a... Now I got to... How are you going to pay for my fake mustache? If you give me a gift certificate to the Red Lobster, then pay for my fake mustache. Because I'm not taking it out of my budget. Can I tell you one more thing, Vinny?
Sure can.
Did I ever tell you that there was like a group of like... Well, Vinny, is your grandmother... I don't know what that meant. Okay, so you hear me fine.
I hear you very well.
Okay,
yeah.
So what was I going to say about... About what?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Cheddar biscuits. 25 yeah. Cheddar biscuits. Sure, I'll have some. I lose track of what I'm saying. All right, that's it. Thank you. I'm not going to leave the pressure on you. I'm going to go back and do my podcast. I'm a big boy. I like doing the podcast by myself. Vinny, walk home. I think I gave you some good walk home, too. I gave you a nice compliment back there about 2 minutes ago.
You did. You're right. We really glossed over that. But thank you, Todd. That was very kind.
Would you admit, and then I will let you go. With this, I will let you go. Would you admit, not that there is not, let me over preface this, there is not a, what are we talking about?
You said you had one more thing before you go.
No, Vinny, please. All right. Shit and fuck. Sorry shit for cursing. I know people, religious people. I have a very religious following. All right, that's it.
Oh, yeah, you cannot fucking swear. Are you fucking kidding me? Jesus fucking Christ, Todd.
Watch your mouth, Vinny. People it's don't hear your rude. Voice that much. I bet they're like all going in with like Geiger counters to try to figure you out. We got 13 seconds of him. Get in there. Analyze him. What is he? Does he seem tied up? Got him. You know, they go, we've never heard. Take the laugh and put it into a petri dish and figure out where this Vinny lives for real. They can't be telling us the truth on the Todd Glass show. I'm telling you, probably lives somewhere else. They're throwing us off. I've looked everywhere for him. Since I heard his name on the show, I've walked into every restaurant every night and I asked if anyone has seen a guy that looks like this. His name is Vinny. And I haven't gotten shit back.
Nothing?
Nothing. Nobody. So I don't think you exist. All right, Vinny.
What restaurants are you going to?
Oh, listen, Vinny, I don't know. You know what that reminds me of, what you just did?
What?
But it's funny. David Letterman, Don Rickles told David Letterman once, he goes, anyway, Bob Newhart, I give him a cookie and he goes away. And then David Letterman goes, what kind of cookie? And being devilish and knowing that it would be, you know, rile up.
It's not the point.
Right. He goes, what kind of cookie? And Don Rickles goes, a brown cookie. Shut up. A brown cookie.
A brown cookie. Oh,
anyway,
God.
That's the story I wanted to tell. Vinny, you just seem nice, and we're going to take you out of here with a little bit of style. You know, you come in with style, you leave with style. All right. Thank you, everybody. That's Vinny. Wow. You can listen in. You still there?
Wow.
You're still there. We hear you. Here we go. Walk down the street to this, Vinny. Here we go. Thank you. Bop, bop. Here we go. Come on, guys. Take it home.
I don't know any of the words. I'm trying. I'm literally saying I'll jump in if I can figure it out. Here we go. Rock this town, rock it inside out. Am I even close? Rock, bop, bop, doody, drop, gonna bop, doop, bop, and you bop to the boop, and rock it, bop, bop, boop, doody, boop, doody, boop. What if you had the money to have this band and you just went out on stage? That's what I would do. I'd have a 50-piece orchestra and I'd go bop, 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 ba do ba do boo. You're gonna hoop.
I can't ride that high that long. Now I should be looking at these meters. I get used to the volume in here. How come I can't? I'm in the house. Hello? 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 I like to hear it. Makes it like I'm doing a show. If I can't hear my voice, it's not real. And any comedians that listen to the show know exactly what I'm talking about. If my voice isn't amplified, I'm not at my best. Oh, God. I did it my way to this opening. I did this show my way. You got to be honest. You know what I mean? Sometimes. I've had a few. I'm done with that. Sorry, that wasn't a great fade, which is the sign of a shitty show. You know what is the sign of a good show? You talk about it, you apologize to your audience. Oh, God. I'm just going to let myself be this show. And genuinely, turn the reverb off. Sorry. Calm down. There's no opening to this show. You know the part where I go, hey? I was going to do it up front and I forgot. But why make Aristotle, you know, last minute? Because I'm doing this show on Thursday. But I'm with you right now. And don't forget it. This is a two-parter. Isn't that crazy? Now, look, if you don't think this is a celebration... First time, you might go, Todd, enough with the first times. Although, truth, I've never, all the first times, they make sense. Because my paranoia is maybe a silly paranoia that people are going, well, he did the show, he was the only one talking. No, there's a big difference when someone else is in the room, even their energy. So that was different. I had done that. I did that a year and a half, 2 years ago. But by myself, no Aristotle, no nobody, by myself, this is the third time. First time that it's a double. So it's a big deal. The Todd Glass Show, everybody. We're back. I made it. See why people don't want to fade, because it's a pain. Everybody. So, and I'm coming to Portland right now. I'm going to be there next week. August 4th, 5th, and 6th. Thursday night, Joe McKenzie's going to be, you know, leading the band. Those podcast listeners, they'll go out on a night like Thursday day. It's like a bonus. I ask my podcast people to show up Thursday and with your bow ties in honor of Joe. What those bow ties say when Joe sees them now. Now, yes, I've asked people to wear bow ties before. But what that bow tie says now is a different thing, because I'm going to tell you what it says. When you wear a bow tie to any of the shows, but especially our Thursday night show at the Portland Helium, and Cam Kavinsky will be with me. Yeah. Yeah, it's a real show. And uh, you're going to meet Joe McKenzie. You'll see him in the band. Maybe you'll sit right up front and he'll wave at you. Sometimes he waves at people if they recognize him. You know, like Wayne Newton. That's why we're calling him a lot, and he knows it, and that's the joke, is we'd call him Joe Newton or Wayne McKenzie. Hello, everybody. I'm Wayne McKenzie. Hello. I don't like the reverb. It's not enough. Hello, hello. Do I have enough reverb in my voice? It's the Todd Glass Show, everybody. Stop with the bells and the whistles. Stop with the bullshit. Don't be afraid to be with your thoughts, Todd. A two-parter. Whew, it's so much fun. A two-parter. And I know there's people saying you repeating that it's a two-parter isn't really content. Well, I don't know. I'm still feeling it. I'm walking you there with me. Want to know what I'm laughing at? That the when you make up sort of a character and the absurdity of that character, like they're that the person that would say, you know, I don't know if repeating it's a double show is content. That's funny to me. The absurdity of it. Anyway, what I just did, there's a half a sheet I have, and there's a few things that I don't want to forget to talk about. And then I used to have for the show, then that was a show sheet with like bits or pieces of music I wanted to play, a lot of post-its. But there was always a half sheet that I couldn't forget. Well, the other stuff, you just get what you get to, but the half sheet, okay, I had a half sheet today, and I just threw it out. There was only three things on it, so I just threw it out, and now I have nothing. I don't, another first time ever, no notes, no post-its, no nothing. No nothing. Now let's take a walk through the board. Oh, let's play something from my phone. Let's see. Okay, what's this? Hey. Okay. Yeah, I'm on the show with, I'm going to say his name wrong, but in Portland for with Jordan Kastner. And, you know, I used to know more comedians in Portland, but, you know, I don't know as many. And so I asked at the club, Nick, and I said, I trust your instincts, because I know him from Philly. And he said, oh, go look. And I looked at his stuff. It's really funny. He's funny. See, there's so many good, funny new people. I say it because everybody needs to hear it. But I went and looked at his YouTube clips, and he gets right to it. Hits the mic, starts doing jokes. And it's going to be a good show. It's going to be a really good show. He's going to go out. I always tell them, I always feel funny about saying it, but I'm always like, do the best of. I really don't care if somebody does a new thing, but if it doesn't work, and better, no, I think sort of the best of. You know, if people are coming in, it's a big opening, the band plays, I think, yeah. I always ask that. And just to give you in context why I ask it is because maybe twice, and they were still comedians that I really liked. It wasn't like a horrible thing, but like it was just something I noticed. And I talked to the other comedian about it. He goes, oh, those three new jokes didn't work. And I was like, I waited. We talked about it back at the hotel. We were all hanging out back at the hotel. I go, I got to ask you a question. I don't want to be like, you know. But, like, I get the conversation we basically had was, I get that there's a gray area. Sometimes you're like, I don't know. Should I do, you know, it's a cool Thursday show, and, I, you know, it's packed, and I don't know. Or, you know, I get there's gray areas. And then there's times where you go, no, I definitely do new material. But I was always thinking, if that's not the time when they're paying, like, $30 to see you, and, you know, then I always think, yeah, I would want you to go out and do the best of. And if then whether you have a good or a bad show, I don't care. I'm a comic. As long as you're doing your best of and you're going out there. But usually when comedians do that, the crowd gets, it's fun to watch like an overly qualified comedian, to be honest, go up and do like 10 or 12 or 15 minutes. Because sometimes that happens in these cities. There's really good comedians that would be headlining out on the road or something, but they're in town, and just to get up on stage. Hey, when I was, there were times when I was already middling, and then I would take MC work, and then when I was headlining, I would still go, you know, like Dallas would go, hey, we have an MC week. I'm like, yeah. Yeah. And so you get somebody overqualified. And what I was saying, it's nice. It happens a reasonable amount. I think more in the last, I don't know, just I think it's, I feel like there are, like, I'm seeing a lot more really funny people. Maybe because TikTok. That might be just true in itself, because I do see a lot, get introduced to a lot of newer comedians because they chop up their stuff on TikTok. Or someone I knew, but I hadn't really known what they were doing. Anyway. Oy, who gives a shit? Should that be the name of my new CD? I mean, Can I Dream? Sure, it's a produced show. No, but of course I'm going to talk about it.
There must be lights burning brighter somewhere. Got to be birds flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land,
I want you.
Where all my brothers,
let's take this in. I'm going to be quiet. Truth.
Tell me why.
I think, what do you get out of it? I bet we all get different things.
Why won't
I'm very deep.
Dream,
who gives a shit?
Come,
I don't
true
care. I'm just deep. I don't have time to think about how deep I am.
Tell me why.
Other people, a friend of mine,
there must be peace,
the deepest guy in the whole world,
and understanding.
I was like, what?
Sometime
I'm too busy.
Warm winds of promise that will blow away the doubt and fear. If I can dream of a warmer sun where hope keeps shining on everyone, tell me why. Why? Why won't that sun appear? We're lost in a cloud with too much rain. We're trapped in a world that's trouble with pain. But as long as a man has the strength to dream, he can redeem his soul and fly.
Can I tell you something? At the end of Paul Anka's show, I'm serious. Truth, I'm serious about this. Like, he does his big thing, it's the finale, and then there's a pre-recorded song that comes on, and it's like the credits on a great movie. It's just this music that's like a credits to a great movie, and the whole band stands up. They all come forward while this pre-recorded track plays, and it's very somber, but I don't know if the word's a stoic, but it's very big, but it's also very like, you know, maybe the movie ended and it was a sad ending, or you know what I mean? And the band all bows, he high fives every one of them, and then they leave, and then he stays out there. And the only way that does this justice, the crowd applauded the whole time and wanted to. I mean, the show is so fucking good. Like, and I've said this before, but I believe if any musician on the planet went to see his show, even if the music, it's hard not to, you know, the music's easy to like. Like, even if it's not your favorite music, it's, you know, you're not going to hate it. But even if it's not your thing, you know, that type of music doesn't do it for you. I totally get it. A lot of times it's a secondary type of music for a lot of people. They go, you know, you'd be surprised what musicians have tastes all over the gambit. But anyway, just on the performance alone, any performer, especially I think in the music world, guys that are like, you know, as you start thinking, can I do this at 50? Can I do it at 60? Can I do it at... He's 80 and he's just fucking... It's like... Now maybe you're 30 or 40. You're like, oh, fuck, I'm fine. You know? But what if at the end of my show, just like Paul Anka, so that I play, we all say goodnight, and then we bow, you know, the whole band comes forward, put our hands around each other, you know what I mean?
Deep in my heart, there's a trembling.
Remember, everyone's applauding.
Question.
Right?
Still, I am sure the answer's gonna come somehow. Out there in the dark, there's a beckoning.
If 3,000 people are applauding, or 300, if they're vigorously, if they're like plotting and going nuts, then it makes sense in a way. Am I wrong or am I right? You know what I mean? Imagine, hold on.
Why? But as long as a man has the strength to dream, he can redeem his soul and fly.
They'd have to applaud for a minute straight. You know?
Deep in my heart, there's a trembling.
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. Get out of the pool. I'm tired. How about this? Would this be? You know what I mean? They stop playing. The drummer is the last one to get up. But the whole band gets up. We make the drummer sit there. This song, he's a drum kid. Go to fucking town. Bring this song to life. Come see me at a live show. Watch my drummer tear the shit out of this song. Just fucking play it. It's a big deal. Can you feel it? Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. Picture this with the drum. Picture it. You don't picture it. I'm sick of this shit. Ba-da-ba-ba, ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba. Why am I yelling and just running around like an idiot? Calm down, calm down. Todd, seriously.
The Todd Glass Show is professional, so it's time to go to commercial.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Never been in here when it thunders. That's the truth. I have never been in here when it thunders. It doesn't thunder that often. I've been in here when it thunders, but with other people, but never by myself. Never. Ooh, it's coming. That was close. So, you want to hear the new walkout? We added, you know, people are being seated. I really do miss it, the live shows, when, you know, to have someone out there playing at least keyboards even as they're being seated. I mean, James and Ross from Pittsburgh, they used to play sometimes for an hour and 15 minutes. Because if the show was, you know, they'd open the doors and it was a late start. An hour and 15 minutes, the crowd doesn't care. It's just, and then they would do my whole show. And I don't think ever go to the bathroom. You know, these musicians, they know how to hold in their piss. That's my point. That's the only reason I told that story, to talk about piss control. I mean, these performers have major piss control, and nobody talks about it and gives them credit. I mean, I'm the only one talking about it. That was my voice. Hello, hello, hello. So, oh, my dear. Oh, so this is the new seating music. Oh, yeah, so in the band, that's what I was going off to talk about was before when I was saying, you know, I used to have the band play. But even when they don't play, I try to make really cool seating music. It's you have, the, you know, what people hear in that hour is in your control. And it is a major change. Whatever it is, even if it's what I don't like, even that, I will still say it's still, for the people that like it, it's like changes the vibe of the room. It's just unmeasurably cool music. And what do you choose to play? At your club. That's what I always say. Like, what do you... You should be going well, and probably I'd want to make it a different experience. No one's going to say no. You just don't think about it. So they play, like, maybe top 40 or play something cool. I think play something that lets them talk easily. I want them to talk, but I also want some really cool music in the background, you know. So I put together, actually, a listener. I don't even know if he listens anymore. He put it together, and he really did a great job. And, you know, I gave him a lot of songs. I emailed him a lot of songs, but he picked some of himself. And me and Cam just added some new, I think, songs to it. But I went instrumental. But cool, I want the new thing I want to do is get cooler instrumentals. Like ones that, like, you know, it's like there's one on there, Sesame Street, with all violins. Stuff like that. People are sitting there, just weird. All on some song you've heard a million times, but all trumpets. Just weird, different, you know. But, is this it? No, this isn't it. No, that's what I just played. That's what I just played, baby. Hold on. Maybe I could play this while the band and, you know, they all come forward. I don't need the, you know. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Okay. I'm just trying to sit here and not just press buttons on the iPad. Hold on, maybe I could find something on my phone. How you doing? Vinny texted me. That was fun. Okay, hold on. I'm going to text him back. It's going to be positive. Don't worry. Hold on, everybody. I'm trying to just pay the bills here. Okay. If I went, instead of were, I wrote W-R-E. I forgot an E. So, but you can still know it says were. Even though it's spelled W-R-E, you're going to go, that's probably were. I don't need to correct that. Sometimes you don't need to correct your text, but you just feel like you have to. Like if you go, that was really bunny, they know you meant funny, but I still need the need to go dot 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 whatever funny. I think we should change that. I do. I'm not joking around. I think we need to take some of those old, you know, things that we used to think had to be like, oh, we have to. Say certain things, do certain things, but I think we should take and make a new rule. When you get, that you say bunny instead of funny, it's undeniably they know what you meant. I think we have to just say, well, I can dream, you know, folks. Maybe one day we will live in a world where
there must be lights burning brighter.
You say, like, oh, that was really funny. They know you mean funny.
Got to be birds.
You know what I mean?
Flying higher in the sky.
Don't tell me I can't dream. It's all I got left.
I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand.
Oh, that's really funny. They know you meant funny.
Why?
Right?
Why won't my dream come true?
If you say, I'll call you tomorrow, kite.
Tell me why.
Kite. Then know you meant night.
There must be.
This has to stop. It's happening all over.
Sometime.
We need to forget about the norms of correcting our spelling when it's unnecessary. It's a pressure we put upon ourselves.
And fear. If I can dream of a warmer sun where hope keeps.
Vinny did a good job. He really did. You want to hear something? The whole time that I was stalling back then. Hey, by the way, if you haven't come seen us on the road, we do this. People love it. I go, hey, let's do a little Prince, everybody. That's all I do. So, gets a big laugh. Gets a big laugh. Okay, so hold on. Oh, so that whole time when I was saying, we need to stop feeling if we say, oh, that's real, and we mean, you know, it says bunny, they know you mean funny. While I was saying that, I was trying to, like, make something happen, and I couldn't find it, but this is what I was trying to have happen. Yeah, I think we need to take that. We need to stop with that. From now on, if you text somebody, oh, boy, that was really bunny, they know you meant funny. You don't have to dot, dot, dot anymore. No, we don't. Let's stop doing it. It's the pressure we put upon ourselves all over the world. Last year, ladies and gentlemen, I took all the times when I would have corrected my spelling unnecessarily. And I added it all up, and I took a vacation with my family with that extra time. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. It's a grand old flag. Boopy-doopy-doo. Bop-bop-bop-bop. All right, my neighbors think I'm having a nervous breakdown. I would never know if I'm having a nervous breakdown. They knock on the door. Hey, did it seem like he was having a nervous breakdown? Yeah, it does every time he goes into that studio. Seems like sometimes there's seven people having nervous breakdowns. Singing, clucking like chickens. And we always knew he was crazy. Enough with that. Oh, thank you. Part two of the podcast, everybody. This is part two. Part two is longer. Yeah, this is. We're coming up to part two, everybody. Doesn't seem long enough. Ba, 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 ba. What about the people that don't like me? What do I do? Do I do it? Like right now what I'm doing, I do wonder, and maybe rightfully so, is this enjoyable? With me just sitting here? Picture me at the Bellagio. Going around the crowd, shaking everybody's hands. I call on you. Enough. Sign of a good show is that a reverb goes right off. And I'm very good. Now, we're still in part one. I ain't scared in part two. Wow. It's fun to dream, isn't it? Do you dream, people? I'm like Andy Frasco. Todd, do you have a problem with sugar? Text Andy Frasco. Say, Andy Frasco, I love your guts. Text that to Andy Frasco today. Andy Frasco is a good person. I'm glad he's in my life. I can't imagine him without me and him in my life. That's good. I know, Vinny, you feel the same way. Ugh, God forbid I don't say it. He gets so upset. Starts smearing peanut butter all over his apartment. It's his problem. He's in therapy about it. He's like, I can't take it. Why would he mention it? He's, you know, rubbing peanut butter all over the problem is when you're... You know what? I stop, like, throwing things or getting mad, like, you know, pushing a pot over. Because the problem with that is I have to clean it right away. So there's no enjoyment. It's like, okay, you know, you get mad, then you dirty something. So that's why I got out of that habit a long time ago. And I read 3 pages of Anger Hurts, and I went, I get it. Just learn to express yourself, and all that'll go away. And you know what it did? I get only, and by the way, it was never people. It was always mostly at things, like numbers, balancing your accounts, shit like that. Would just, and then I didn't do well with that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying I don't get angry with people. I'm saying I don't explode it. Like if I'm at a comedy club, I've never exploded anybody ever. At my worst, I'm going to be great. How do you like that for confidence? And if anybody ever had a problem with me, it's you. Staff, they're the best. It's been said before. I wouldn't be the first to say it. Nothing like hanging out with especially a staff, like, at a good club. But even at a bad club, sometimes over the years, the staff was awesome. Just the club wasn't, but you loved the staff. And sometimes they were both shitty. But a lot, they were both good. Oh, yeah, at a lot of clubs, they're both good. Like, great staffs at just so many comedy clubs. It's so nice to walk into. And you go back a year later, most of the time for me, it was about a year, and there's definitely some people that left, but not that many, and then you like the new people. So it's always a slow, at a good club, it's a slow transition. So is there anything I wanted to play? This thing here I want to turn into like a bumper.
I love my dog. He makes me happy. I love my dog. When he's next to me, I love my dog. I love my dog. Four legs.
No. See, what I've noticed a lot is people on TikTok, some of them, and it's okay, maybe they go, people say he's just a dog. And I'm, what I think when I hear that is, really? Like, how sad do you have to be to just tell someone there? Does that happen? It's just a dog. Stop being so nice to it. I know maybe it doesn't happen like that. I don't mean to make a mockery out of it, but whenever I hear some, and it's always a cute video and this of somebody who loves their dog, so it always warms your heart. But, you know, they'll just be like, hey, for the person that says it's just a dog, and then they show you this precious relationship, you know. But I want to meet the person. You know, maybe they're a couple, they're going out on a date, they go, look at that. Isn't that cute the way? That couple with their dog. Who cares? Just a dog. It's a dog. It doesn't understand. You made it a birthday party. Really? A lot of pictures I've seen. You mean because they can't, you can't tell them how much it costs or you know, maybe. But they seem pretty happy. So don't you tell me about a dog.
I love my dog. He's always there for me. I love my dog. He makes me happy. I love my dog. When he's next to me, I love my dog. I love my dog. Four legs.
See? Cuts off there. So we'll do something with it. Maybe we'll put a little psh at the end. Wow, there's things on this board that you don't want to know about. I'm not going to lie to you. You don't want to know about it. What do we do with this? Jingle bell, jingle bell. Got those jingle bells. I'm gonna go backstage and get hooked up. I'm gonna go backstage and get hooked up, everybody. Remember, I sell little bags of Coke and CDs. My band's gonna play at your for about the next hour. I'm gonna take a break. You like this, Ben? Yeah, this is the type of music I want to do in the lounge. That's what I want. Alright, picture me in a lounge. Picture me in a lounge, and this is my band. Alright, stop. Todd, get your thoughts together. Pull yourself together. I got to tell you, everybody, I'm going to throw to part two. I'm going to throw to part two. And I'm going to try to talk more on part two. No more music. If you're like, I like Todd, but why does he have to play? Can't he just talk? Doesn't he have things he wants to talk about? I mean, I love him, but just talk. God, that wouldn't be the worst insult. But I think that's the next thing I'm going to do, a show with... Okay, when I'm doing do a show with no board, yeah, I was going to say, no one. If I said, okay, I'm going to only have four things, I would want to do that. And to me, that's four things. Maybe betting music, this. You know, maybe I decide I want this. Maybe 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 I want this.
My happy guy. Oh, just
that. I was going to use that on the road if somebody went to the bathroom.
My happy guy.
But maybe I would want this. Maybe I would want this. I tell Cam, start playing the polka in the middle of my show and get the crowd to sing. Oh, come on, let's liven up the stand-up, everybody. Maybe I want this. 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 Maybe I'll want this.
Beverly Hills Oral Surgery Center on La Cienega.
Maybe I want this. Maybe I want this. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Maybe I'll want this. Maybe I'll want this. Maybe I'll want this. Maybe I'll want this. You know, you don't know what I'll want. Maybe I'll want this. Maybe I'll want this. Maybe I'll want this. Maybe I'll want this. like this. Maybe I want that. Maybe I want this. Maybe I want this. Maybe I want this. Maybe I want this. Maybe I want this.
The Todd Glass Show is presented by OCB Rolling Papers.
Maybe I want this.
French Kiss Mother.
Maybe I want this.
Yes, it's the Todd Glass Show, so let's kiss on the lips. Yes, it's the Todd Glass Show, so let's kiss on the lips.
This is for a listener. You know who you are.
Yes, it's the Todd Glass Show, so let's kiss on the lips.
They said they missed this one. They said they missed it.
Yes, it's the Todd Glass Show, so let's kiss on the lips. Yes, it's the Todd Glass Show, so let's kiss on the lips.
Ooh, now it's getting out of line.
Yes, it's the Todd Glass Show, so let's kiss on the lips.
What's this? Baby, lock them doors. Baby, lock them doors. I did this with, I got Jim Gaffigan doing this on the road, and every day, sorry about that. Just out of nowhere, 15 times a day. Baby, lock them doors. Just before we walk on stage. Baby, lock them doors. Baby, lock them doors.
Keep your...
Maybe I'll want this.
Baby, lock them doors and turn them. 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 Baby, lock them doors and turn the. Baby, lock them doors and turn the lights down low.
Yep.
10-year-old Tom got season 2. Doo-dah, doo-dah. 10-year-old Tom got season 2. Oh, doo-dah day. Principal Todd Glass, top build in the cast. 10-year-old Tom got season 2. Oh, doo-dah day.
Ba-da-ba-ba. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to... Hold on. We're now transitioning to part two of the Todd Glass Show. This is the transition. This is the part it ends. Yeah, I guess this is how it ends.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like, every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I love.